Oya da dene danga zo de tonsha nzera o dun dura mara ba. O de tonsha nga zo de tonsha chishe ya da o de shira keshe bure sa mara ba. Ane ko kandes keshe bure gore sa nga zo ane senjen tanche ki dewa dugo dungen dugo mara sa. Dungen mendo na ya dungen yungu yuwara sa da diba la ten yungu yuwara sa mara ba. Dewa de ane gawa la ten yungu yuwara sa. Tetapi ini debat siapa nak cemas tu aja na, ane debat debat dengan kadu ini kat tu aja maris. Sendal dengan mayunya, sesemal yungure, tem mayunya, tiesemal yungure, ane kena terong tu, ane ko debat dekai, ane ngaso seru sesemal nasun dengan ngasul dengan terong maris mana. Lala lenga yang ini lenga yang ribu yang dah jual ribu jis, lenga ane keba keba lenga siapa aja na yang Jangan dalam tesona dibuat dengan dengan jemuris, maripah. Gua gin dua jem dua jemuris, apa tu semua maripah?
Gong khabar ni?
No, umat jual, umat jual.
So now we are having a class, or we'll begin continuing our class on the Confession of Moral Downfalls, or Confession of Downfalls. And to understand this text, it is very important. And why is it important to understand this text? It is because sentient beings like ourselves wish to be free from suffering and have happiness. And it's necessary to understand the actions which cause suffering and which cause happiness. And we see that misdeeds cause suffering and virtuous actions cause happiness. And without purification, our actions will surely ripen into their concordant consequences. So we see that without purification of our misdeeds, then we will have to experience the suffering that they produce, whether it is in this life or in future lives. So it's necessary for us to purify these negativities so we do not have to experience their ripening results, because we, like others, wish for happiness. So it states in the Umajupa, in the Madhyamika Avatara, that if the causes, no matter how long has passed or how much time has passed, if the causes and conditions are present, the action will have consequence, or will have ripening, or will produce results. So no matter how long or how much time has passed, action will produce consequences. So this is from the Madhyamika Avatara, and that's a rough quote from the Madhyamika Avatara. The exact quote you'll have to look up in the future.
Anda ngasuk gawat jawa thuma mepan tadi pada ngasuk senggal gayu sabun yuaris, yuaris de telle kondo tang luta tu sege, yang gayu sabun cung zene, ane doa nyong rusia guaris, marba, ku khatin guaris.
So we have seeds of our misdeeds within our continuums, and the four opponent powers are very similar to fire that has the potential or ability to burn away the seeds' ability to ripen. Small. That's good. I wrote all this down. So since beginningless time, the four opponent powers is like the fire that has the ability to burn away the potential of the misdeeds. So slowly it will lessen the suffering. So the ability for these seeds to produce suffering will lessen and lessen, as will the suffering itself that they produce. So since beginningless time, we have also accumulated limitless virtue. We have amassed amounts of virtue, but anger and wrong views destroy the virtuous seeds that we have planted since beginningless time. So we see that the misdeeds and virtue are opponents to each other, because the misdeeds themselves, such as anger and wrong views, lessen our actual virtues we have planted.
Then I was sure you'll know what to do. Jin and Deshi Jula so kaba tondo sabai garza yin dan deshe chelo su kaba tondo sabai ane gwa gan garza kondu jigin jong ba shis jimba ta ya ta choba byo la su kaba tondo sa ja bi gwa zu ngalo ane sha chu sa ba du su lon la ba yin na ane gwa du su sa ba gan yang du res ma le ba.
So it states in the Shunju, in the Bodhicharya Avatara, that however much virtue we have created over the Kalpa Dun, 1,000 eons, Kalpa Dun.
Kalpa Dun to Saba is.
Dun.
Ten.
Tri.
Ten thousand eons.
Chitong. Chitong.
Chitong.
Chitong.
Chitong. Chitong.
Chitong.
Kalpa Dun to Saba is.
Chitong is 1,000, right?
1,000 eons.
So, no matter if one has accumulated virtue for 1,000 eons, all of that virtue will be destroyed in a moment of anger towards a bodhisattva. So if one over 1,000 eons engaged in generosity and ethical behavior and accumulated or amassed all of these virtues can be extinguished in one moment of anger towards a bodhisattva. And this is in the Bodhicharya Avatara. And the, do you have the Bodhicharya Avatara over there? Okay, so we'll get the exact quote momentarily. I believe it's in the patience Leyugare. Said, do that later, another time.
Then I'm a jubilee, Kashi Jason on the tribe, Jindan Tejan, Kiwakeba, Ja, Saba Kajikinu teachers. What the Oman Juba goes over, and the Shanju Sambasu Kundu Lambaina, Keba Jasabi, Debakangalo, John de Gris. What the next one's on was?
Then Shanju Samba, the Natsu Shanju Samba.
Kashi Jason on the tribe, Jindan Tejan, Kiwakeba, Ja, Keba Ja. Saba kenju kenju teishir, jondu, gawa jondu gores.
So, long yanja chik.
Kanshi jese nala chubay dak nade desa gore. Shangchu senpa su long lang su na. Ngachu shangchu senpa long lang na. Ani ngachu keba jasa shabi gawa gneba gnan chondu gores.
So in the Madhyamika Avatara, it states that if an ordinary being has an moment of anger towards a bodhisattva, then this eradicates or eradicates 100 eons of virtuous deeds previously accumulated. So that is again a rough quote from the Madhyamika Avatara, because we don't have the text in front of us. So Rinpoche said, just explain the meaning of it. So by applying the four opponent powers, we create the ability for the potential or ability of the misdeeds. We lessen the ability of the misdeeds by applying the four opponent powers to produce suffering. So when we look at the meaning of the confession of downfalls, then we have to express or discuss the four opponent powers. So in this particular text, in the Confession of Downfalls, the four opponent powers are in this order: the power of basis, the power of applying remedies or a power of antidote, and the power of Danchido the Jipa. The Danji Do, Nyepa Gundi Jupido.
Nyepa Gundi Jupido, Nyabal Hat, Naba Sunjibito, Nyabal Hadubito.
Okay, so the order in this particular text is the power of foundation, the power of applying remedies, the power of eradication, and then the power of turning away from faults or restraint. In the text, The Confession of Downfalls, the first section refers to the power of basis, or the, is the power of basis. So here we see in the first section where it states, it says Namo Shanchusa, I'm sorry, Namo... Jeff, throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru, take refuge in the Buddha, take refuge in the Dharma, and take refuge in the Sangha. And it's it begins with homage to the confession, Bodhisattva's Confession of Downfalls. Yeah, this book doesn't have that in it. So the next section is the section on the applying an antidote or applying remedies. And that begins with, to the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate, to Tathagata, to the Tathagata, thoroughly destroying with Vajra essence, I prostrate, etc. And then these are the 35 names of the 35 Buddhas, and these fall into the category of applying a remedy or applying an antidote. And just real quickly, I don't know which text folks have. I've noticed that one that I have doesn't have homage to the confession of Bodhisattva's downfalls in it. Oh, that's the old one. Okay, so everyone has the new text which contains it. Rinpoche said, so together now we'll go through these two sections on the power of basis and power applying an antidote. And Rinpoche said we can do it in English, we can do it in English Tibetan transliteration. I suggested, and obviously group conscience, but Tibetan transliteration, so Rinpoche, we follow Rinpoche in the prayer. If anyone's opposed, speak now. The Tibetan transliteration is on page 8, I believe, of the updated books on the left side. So we should imagine that in the ground where we are, there is as many bodies of ourselves as there are atoms simultaneously making these prayers. So we have many bodies as vast as there are, as many as there are atoms, and we're simultaneously making these aspirations. And we imagine that all sentient beings suffering has been eradicated, and all sentient beings are brought to a state of Buddhahood, and that simultaneously with ourselves, all sentient beings are making prostrations.
Okay.
Namo Shanchu Sembi Tongwa Shabada Nende Jejewa Duda Dula Mala Jasu Chiyo Sanje La Jasu Chiyo Chu La Jasu Chiyo Kendu La Jasu jiyo nomba nyom dende Dejen sheba nyajom ba yanda ba Zuki sanje peche wa Shacha tuba la shatelo Dejin Shepa Doje Nimpo Ratu Jompa La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Rinchen Utu La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Pau De La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Bede La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Rinchen Me La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Rinchen De La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Dunwa De La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Rinchen Dawa La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Jema Meba La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Peje La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Tsampa La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Tsambe Jin La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Chula La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Chule La La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Belzan La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Zenden Be La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Zidi Daye La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Upe La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Nyanyen Mepe Be La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Seme Jibu La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Meto Be La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Tsambe Uze Namba Rupe Nyomba Jemba La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Beme Uze Namba Rupe Nyomba Jemba La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Nobe La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Jembe Be La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Tsembe Shintu Yonja La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Wamputo Yidje Tsenji Jepo La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Shintu Namba Numbe Be La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Yule Shintu Namba Yewa La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Namba Numbe Shepe Be La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Kune Namba Pupe Be La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Rinchen Beme Namba Numba La Shatselo Dejin Shepa Dajon Bayanda Bazope Sanje Drimpo Chedam Pema La Raptu Jupa Jiwanji Jelbo La Shatselo
What the Badul Das Hanje Sungju Sunga Shase or Sungju Sunga Dres?
This is the 35 Buddhas that we are paying homage to in the 35 Buddhist text.
Tanga to Shase Dir Sungju Sungju Sunga Lungo Shase Gore, Tada Nyato, and the Dusungu Sanji Seda Jebel Shase Gue, Santa Yavaris.
So when we're paying homage or making prostration to these 35 Buddhas, we shouldn't think only of these 35 Buddhas. We should think of all of the Buddhas of the three times. This it falls into the category of the power of applying remedies or power of antidote. So, by reciting each of the names of the 35 Buddhas, by just each one has the ability or potential to purify various links of various amounts of negativity, such as 10,000 eons, 20,000 eons, 30,000 eons. So each Buddha has the ability, by reciting each of the Buddha's names, different amounts of, I'm trying to figure out how to put this together. Each of the 35 Buddha's names have different potencies and abilities of purification. Some purify 10,000 eons, some purify 20,000 eons, some purify 30,000 eons.
Oji tena angulu malatang malare bas diba daya do ondo su tun danu go jiris marbe.
So Angulimala and Milarepa, who were beings who did purification, probably utilized this practice.
Oh, the name is also Azure, then the name is Diva Momosayo, Diva Danugris.
So if we recite this or do this prayer, then we can purify large amounts of the misdeeds we've accumulated.
Oh, that and that day, Shugulmaya, Kazar Pombus, but what the Tajin do you have? That's good. Rumangi Jebola Shaselos, then the Ulma, what the Dunda, Pombus.
So we're going to go over next the section please pay attention to me, or the request for attention. And it's that word again that we aren't sure of. So Rinpoche said just to say please pay attention to me, gonsuso would be fine. So didala sopa jochui
lagwa.
Okay, so we're going to go over Nyamdu.
Nyamdu.
Okay, so we're going to do the next section on the requests to please pay attention in the Tibetan transliteration as well. You will find that on page 14 of the text that we're using, and it's the first paragraph at the top, these texts. So, yeah, we can do it. We can recite it in English if that's what the majority of people have. Rinpoche said either is fine. One or the other, either is fine. So, English? Okay. So, we'll begin on, most people have page 15 has the English. So, we'll begin with the English. All those, parentheses, you 35 Buddhas and others, as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfectly completed Buddhas, as there are existing, sustaining, and residing in all the world systems of the ten directions, all you Buddhas, Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. Okay. Use the handout. Okay. All right. So this section is the section of the confession in which we request for the Buddhas and Bhagavans to pay attention. And there's one word that we still have to find the exact meaning for that is the name of this section. Ombudsopa.
Oh, they don't have Somba Namba Sunjibi.
So this section is the section where we request for the 35 Buddhas and the Buddhas in the 10 directions to please pay attention to us, or please heed my words, I saw in another translation. Here we know the meaning of this is that we understand, we're stating that we understand non-virtue or misdeeds, and we know that we have accumulated many seeds of misdeeds, and that without confession or without acknowledgement of these misdeeds or downfalls, then misdeeds, then suffering will come to us. We will have to experience the results of the suffering in this life, in our future life, or in many future lives later. And if we recognize that we do not like misdeeds because of the fact that they do produce these sufferings, then it's necessary for us to confess or acknowledge these misdeeds. So here, we're requesting the 35 Buddhas and all the Buddhas in the 10 directions to please pay attention to this confession or this acknowledgement of the misdeeds that we have created. So, and we're doing this because of that, because we understand the meaning of misdeeds and what they produce.
Longo, Jogosunga to be chagres, then so not 35 Buddha down, Shuji, Sanji, Tama, and then Kosun to Vashadares, Chugo to Gre, Toyore, Longo Toyore, Jogo Toyores. What the name was that?
The three bodies, we'll go over the three bodies of the Buddha. Rinpoche said, if it is a Buddha, it is necessarily among the three bodies of a Buddha, Dharmakaya, the Sambhogakaya, or the Nirmanakaya. So if he or she is a Buddha, then he or she is among the three bodies. And in English, the truth body, the enjoyment body, and the emanation body. So these three bodies are what encompass all Buddhas. 35 Buddhas and all the Buddhas of the 10 directions would encompass these three bodies. Vene,
Tada Tanji is that.
Tada Tanji. Tada Tanji.
Tada Tanji. Tada Tanji. Tada Tanji. Tada Tanji. Tada Tanji. Tada Tanji. Tada Tanji. Tada Tanji. Tada Tanji. Tada Tadala subi.
Jochui, jik ten ji kam tam che na, dejin shepa, da jompa, yandapa, zope, sanje, jom den de.
Ganjinejis.
Ganjinejis.
Ji, what the chukutang was?
Ganjinejis.
Jinejis, I think. Ganjineji jebe, jineji jebe, chukutang was Damagaya.
Ganjineji
shebe, chukutang was.
Then the tamche or did seek je chuko.
Mare the tamatsi to the yates no da manamare ro.
Did ala sopa yom chuku yomare.
Did ala sopa sanje gangal gogoro. Ah, jinye chi sadege chuku denguyus. Jinye chi.
Okay.
Damagaya.
Gang jinye chi.
Chi.
That's good. I have all the words right now. Gang Jinne Chi. Okay. Gang Jinne Chi. So in this section, it's going to be a little different than the handout because I have to retranslate.
English katu dal te.
NGK yomare. Then engage tanda zugu.
Inche nalul gang Jinne Chi se aduro. What the chuk ne
lus?
Yeah. However many there are existing. Or however many there are dwelling, because we have who, however much and dwell. So however many are dwelling or existing refers to Dharmakaya. So in the particular text, the however many are existing or dwelling refers to Dharmakaya. And in the English you hear existing, sustaining, residing. I believe that's where you would refer to in your root text that's the mistranslated.
What the kanjine ji said ki chuk den go as tinye ji said ki chuk den jude jude tsushin je bese de longo den go do no go
koya so the june tsushin
jube je bese de ga inchi de lu na ma
shape inji came and do
inji ki yo de tongsha yo ro de
Yure, yene keju or the June.
Jeba yo mar, je de tsushi ze yo ro.
Sawa yi mendu.
Ndu ye. I zo yo ro yo ro.
Mendu. That's good. So here, there's a word in here in the Tibetan that is fulfilling the wishes. So dwelling and fulfilling the desires or fulfilling the desires and wishes. Because here you have Shukde Tsoshing Shapi. And the Shapi is desires or wishes. So fulfilling the desires or abiding and fulfilling the desires or wishes. So maybe that's what sustaining, they're translating sustaining as. But what were you going to say? Do you have another idea? Okay.
Yudu Tsoshi Jebe Longo Dede Sanje Jonden De.
So that refers to the abiding and fulfilling the desires or wishes, we're going to call it, refers to the enjoyment body. The next, all Buddhas and Bhagavans, Shapi, Sanje Jomden De, Sanje Jomden De, is the all Buddha Bhagavans, refers to the emanation body. So in the next line says Didadla Tamche, that is all you parentheses 35 Buddhas. Here and it says and all others, please pay attention to me. So in the Tibetan it says all you you and others. All of you and others, please pay attention to me. All of you refers to the 35 Buddhas. The 35 Buddhas is parentheses because it is not in the Tibetan. It's just implicitly meant. So all you refers to the 35 Buddhas and others. Just all of you, please pay attention to me. I'm sorry, not and others. All of you, please pay attention to me. And that, when we say please pay attention to me or please heed me, it's very similar to when two people go to court who might have some trouble and then they have lawyers and so forth. The
tripa is a lawyer. Tripa do the lawyer.
So when two people have trouble of some sort and they have lawyers in a courtroom and then there is a judge that makes some sort of decision, they explain both of their sides and a judge makes some sort of decision. It's similar to this. Buddha is being compared to the judge in this example.
So we
do not understand how much, how many or how much of the misdeeds we have purified. The Buddha is all-knowing, so the Buddha understands this and knows this purifies this much, and this is how one purifies.
What then, Rabbi? Is that
similar to this? No.
Yeah. That then, ma, didunsha bi pambusu wa ta. That then, ma, dibasha bala shaji dibangosu wans. Didunsha bi chus. shaji deba ngoswa ane deba shaya ge deba de kana kana yores deba de kana kana yores na ane deba de tonja ne du du de sheba da jeba jeba ni res ni ma
de sapo de du dan sheba
ala ndan de sheja kal khab ga ma ndan san dan de pa na ngaso deba son yores deba son deba de son ma tu yores pa na ngaso deba su joba de cha ja ba ina Susu sujo ba ina dibaro, kelingir wa. Susu sujo na dibar he. Susu su majo ba ina jen sujo jono chu ina mosi dresses lo ba ina dibar es, ni res wa. Ta dene susu ki dibar masa ba ina ya jen dibar sakhen jesu yena jiba ina dibar es. Kote dibar sun.
Jesu yena ina anda su chupa me jenda chup. Say this
seronan so ji so so ge ngos deba saba leji deba nga gi deba iji deba so so saba rowa so so ma saba yin na yin sa ju
leso
ochu mal doja loss
leso
khaju od loss
leso
odin lo na deba res tene so so ge tene ma ji ba yin na je tene ma 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 se ge do o to so ji da ya ur es jesu yin na ji ba yin na deba res deba sun res sun du ja na sun ko te yin sa res
So there are three types of misdeeds, and relative to any type of misdeed, there are three characteristics, and we will find no more than three. When we look at the 10 non-virtues and of the body, speech, and mind, there are no more than three levels relative to each of these actions. So if we look at the actual act of killing, if we ourselves kill, then this is a misdeed. If we order others to kill, then this is also a misdeed. But if we rejoice in either of those, then this is the third level of misdeed. And we can apply this to any of the other non-virtues, whether we are doing the non-virtue ourselves or misdeed, ordering others to do it, or rejoicing in the misdeed having been done. So these are the three misdeeds. Do you know what the technical word was, Ed, by chance?
You said that this can be explained in a brief way or an extensive way.
That's what it was. Dut danje. So it can be explained in a brief way or an extensive way, and this is the abbreviated way.
What that what the ngasut kale khab mudu wat dibad ma du na sun do sun ma du mudu wa dibad ma du ja na sun res.
So this isn't difficult for us. There is nothing other than these three, no more than these three.
It's easy. Da lunga is dibad su su sa ba ina dibad res roa. Su 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 mbo se ba ina su dibad res. Anna susu mbo maze ba ina shu jendal mbo su su lo ba ina dibad res.
Lesser.
And this is a diva masaba in a jenda diva sagan. Oh, should I have a jesu in a jenda diva? What does one thing is that is?
Okay. So it's quite easy when we look at the body's actions of the body, speech. Lunga yi, yi sun, yi.
That diva
lunga,
lunga yi. Luji diva, nag diva, yi diva,
sun, diva.
Lunga yi su diva, susu sana, diva is.
Yi kandre.
Yil to kondu to zoro, kondu.
Jenda.
Angry, desire, what does man be?
I just had a question, I'm sorry. So when we look at negativities of the body, speech, and mind, we look at the killing a bug, for instance. If we ourselves kill a bug, then this is a misdeed. If we order others to kill a bug, then this is also a misdeed. If we ourselves don't kill the bug, but others do kill a bug, and we rejoice in the fact that they have killed it, then this is a misdeed. So previously I said if we or others kill, we rejoice. It's actually if we don't, but others do, and we rejoice. This is the misdeed. So this is the third kind.
But then I gawa le aso matu yung maris leji gawa nagi gawa iji gawa rawa tribuju. An suje jena gawa res. Jen le seju wa ina an churong gawa tu sa gure tonsha an duns an manu duns watu zulaba ina gawa res. An ne jen da tena gawa duken tu oh shida gihabu res. Jesu ina jiba ina gawa sun duns kroas.
So we can apply this formula to the three virtues as three levels, three kinds of virtue as well. If one engages in a virtuous activity, then this is the first kind. The second kind, telling others to engage in virtuous activities, such as you should recite the Confession of Downfalls, you should recite Om Mani Padme Hum mantras. And then that's the second kind, instructing others to engage in virtue. And the third is, if we didn't engage in virtues, but anyone who is engaged in virtuous activity, if we rejoice in anyone who is engaged in virtuous activity, then this becomes the third kind of virtue. So if we ourselves meditate on the mind that aspires to enlightenment, it is virtue. If we instruct others to meditate on the mind that aspires to enlightenment, then it is virtue. And if we rejoice in others meditating on the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And we can apply this to the refuge, the four noble truths, love, compassion. And if we are engaged in these activities or instructing others or rejoicing, then these are this is virtue. So these three virtues become the three doors to the higher realms, and the three non-virtues become the three doors to the lower realms. So if we don't wish to go to the lower realms, then it's necessary to confess or acknowledge. This is the abbreviated explanation. So, in the text now, the next paragraph states, in this life, in all states of rebirth in which I have circled in cyclic existence, samsara, throughout beginningless lives, whatever negative actions, misdeeds I have created, made others create, or rejoiced in the creation of. So here, beginningless lives, the beginningless rebirth, the lives we've had since beginningless times, negative actions, misdeeds I have created refers to if I have killed, made others create, instructed others to kill a bug as exemplified previously, or rejoiced in the creation of, rejoicing in the negativity. So this first part, the first part where we see these three refer to the three virtues explained before. The Buddha stated that there are no more misdeeds than these three. Creating a misdeed, ourself, instructing others to do so or rejoicing in a misdeed having been done. This is the abbreviation of this.
This is abbreviated.
The same way that the lamp for the Atisha's lamp for the path to enlightenment abbreviates the stage of the path for beings of small capacity, medium capacity, and great capacity. The Chungo Dindang.
Chujurbe, Jebusung the Shibashas. Jebuchungularin, Dingalarin, Jebundi Chimbilarin.
Understand that there are, it's in the text, it says, understand that there are the beings of the three capacities. And then the explanation becomes more and more and more as to what those are. So this is the abbreviated, this is how it is abbreviated in the lamp for the path to enlightenment, or how abbreviation is used in the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So first it states the three there are the three types of misdeeds, but later we'll go on to explain more. More will be explained. In the text it says, in this life, in all the states of rebirth in which I have circled in samsara throughout beginningless lives, whatever negative actions I have created, made others create, or rejoiced in creation of. And so this is the section on the three misdeeds.
What the injitul tsajin dyanda nyandu dyanda.
So now we'll do this together one time, that section I just read. In this life and in all states of rebirth in which I have circled in samsara throughout beginningless lives, whatever negative actions I have created, made others create, or rejoiced in the creation of. These are the three misdeeds. So one time now we're going to do the Tibetan English together.
Yeah.
Dagi jewa de don jewa tome tama ma chipa ne ko wa na ku we je ne tam je du di bi le je pa tam.
What the sozogmos here, what it is?
So here it states that in this life and in all states of rebirth in which I have circled in samsara, throughout beginningless lives, whatever negative actions I have created, this refers to the first negativity or first misdeed, misdeeds we have created ourselves. And the next part says, made others create. And the third is rejoicing in the creation of. So the second jidu tsewa dang refers to instructing others to engage in negativity. And jesu yerang wam refers to rejoicing, the third misdeed, if you're referring to the Tibetan.
That yin ji sheba la, jizu yiran sheba dan, wadre, jizu yiran sheba dan sa, tsinda ma je jang, jiwa tomi tama ma sheba nes, tsinda ma je jang, ale tka nyi yungduwa, jiba la jizu yiran, jiba la jizu yiran duwe. Tsinda ma je jang, jiwa tomi tama ma sheba ne, jiwa di, Jawandala Toki Bhadu Le Danyo Mambu Aangi Yanda Yandu Kowa Kweshin Tetara Kuyu Chene Tangje Do Dibi Le Ngansu Jeba Dan Juna Jedu Chuba Dan Yenji Jeba La Jesu Yerangwa Shibi Diba Dan Shaji Diba Ndo Tenba Osin Diga Ndo Tati Chese Yosa Mare Ta Gante Jawa Toma Meban Tati Bhadu Toma Meban Diba Sa Chuya Ngansu Susu ngosu diba saba, yen diba sadu chuba, shedu chuba, jesu yiransu dune gurwa, watu suk nga dhrabu dhute.
So, Rinpoche, in looking at the commentary, the commentary is similar to what was previously explained. We, since beginningless time, have created misdeeds, have engaged in negative actions or misdeeds. Since beginningless time, we have had others to engage, and since beginningless time, we have rejoiced in the creation of or the engagement of misdeeds. So this is, the commentary is similar to what was previously explained. Okay.
Chotin Jikuran.
Mago a chu lege lang yata,
Dao Luban Zhuang, Sajin Zhuang La, Nye Ma Ma Jeba Ju, Leji Deva Kang La Ba, Tata Tanji, Sanji Zhuang Den De, Kui Yishe Su Chuba, Shen Su Chuba, Bwanda Chuba, Chame Chuba, Chembe Zibia, Tata Ki, Shen Nga Tu Lu Cha Su, Ma Chabu Ma Be Do, Tanji Zhuang Ju, Wada Ma Chabu Ma Be Do, Wada Ba Ma Ru, Alangatan Jibal Tenuma Takomaria.
I think if I move back, that'll be helpful. The Yagdwe. This particular commentary doesn't have the root text right there, so Rinpoche is using my root text because it's too hard to have, as you can see, multiple.
Ta tambo deba jeba she on du chöden jukuran ge ni jukuran so wa te kunchu sun ge kuchu ba sun le de gurus tri jo mare ba bodda dama sanga wa te tri kunchu sun la kunchu sun la de bi deba de 송 o 해 g 야 되지 말 s o 대 g 그 e 서 e a d 건 r 최 s 주 최근 주 최근 주당 사직원 주도 최근 주 표시하기 제도는 여러 근데 최근 주 사직원 주도 최근 주 표시하기 제도는 걸로 다 세당 무당 안내 신도당 모토라 소바 어떤 게 건축성 최바 표기 뭐 용으로 다 건축성을 표시하기 최바대 안내 나와 여는 농시하는 리그레스 나와 매바
나와
나와서는 다 저런 게들 농시하는 리그레스 대바이나 대바이 말이스
나와
매바 농시하는 리그레스 말이야 사지라 사지 건축을 표비 내가 가서 그래 최비제 생물라 소바 캄바당 아니 라마나 표현한 거로 최근주 최대지 그런 일이 이 최대지 그런 세 최대된 가서 스토발로 거짓말도 다 최대 맞아 최대선 스토발로 거기로와 대 스토바 말했어 상제 건조도 최근주 니들에서 최대지 그런 세 대 최대된 가서 스토발로 거짓말도 와 최대데 보다 담아 상제 건조도 최근주 니를 표시하게 안내 모두다 캄바다 어떤 세 당위도 여러 What does a no meba and then also be a jiba in a diva is? No, you're not digul, no, you're not diva, you're modest, my bad.
Okay, so here it says, after the section we just read, it says, whatever possessions of stupas, possessions of sangha, let's start there. Possessions of stupas, here, we're thinking chorten or stupa. Here, this actually refers to possessions of the Buddha and the Dharma. So stupa here, that's what it is referring to. The word in Tibetan is chorten, it says stupa, but the reference is to, the meaning of it is the Buddha and the Dharma. So possessions of the Buddha and the Dharma, possessions of the Sangha. So here, this refers to offerings made to the three jewels. Where there are the three jewels or in the monastery and so forth, there are lots of offerings that come, offerings of gold and silver and fruit and flowers. And if one does not have permission, then one creates the negativity of stealing from the three jewels, which is a great infraction. So anything that was offered to the three jewels, taken without permission, becomes a negativity. But if one has permission to use any of these things, then there isn't a misdeed created or a downfall, a negativity, misdeed created if there has been permission given. Again, possessions of stupas refers to possessions of the Buddha and the Dharma, possessions of Sangha. So these two lines refer to the possessions of the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, possessions meaning offerings to the, and stealing refers to taken without permission.
What that then, conscious on the Pesha Gitala Yoroa, what does it call? No, I'm ever Pesha in the Dibaris, Dibaris, Roa. No, you know, then the Digors, no, Churung and Digors, no, Jimbaina.
So there are many offerings that are made to the three jewels. And one without permission can't use these things. But if one has permission, then one can utilize these offerings to the three jewels without an infraction or without negativity.
Okay. 네 근데 간다 하는 가서 잡았다 안에 참아를 고고요 말이스 단단데 근데 건조 세야 돼 안에 테메 봐봐 샹센 봐봐 사제 봐봐 줄 비자베 안에 잘라도 소리스 또서 나와면 뭐 오시는 디바리스 어디서 그러스
네네 데 갤롱
근데 건조 라 봐봐 이미 쳐는 거스 근데 건조 봐봐 Time Baba, Shansen Baba, Sanji Baba.
Less
of the Ginny, what there is. Then a Galon Dan Galoma. I let the Ginny
on
the Galon Dan Samal Gogo Maris.
Less
of Ayal Go, Aya.
Less of
Yeah.
So here where it says possessions of stupas, this refers to the Buddha and the Dharma. And possessions of Sangha refers to the true Sangha. This does not referring in this particular case to monks and nuns. Later, there will be explanation, but this is referring to the true Sangha, the Arya Sangha, those lesser vehicle superiors and the Bodhisattva superiors, Buddha superiors. Those superior beings, those Aryas, are who comprise or who make up the Sangha, the true spiritual community. So when we're speaking of Sangha here, this refers to the Arya Sangha, or the superior beings. So it's stated, though, that if there are four fully ordained persons, fully ordained monks or nuns, I asked Rinpoche if it specifically said monks, he said either, probably, four fully ordained persons, then they can be named as, they become the nominal Sangha, named as Sangha, or named as spiritual community. So we can say that they are named as, or they are the nominal Sangha. So in Mongolia and China and Korea and Thailand, all of these places we have Buddhism. So we have many ordained people. So we have the nominal spiritual community represented. So one thing I forgot is that these four ordained persons who make up or comprise the nominal Sangha can be a similitude to an Arya, one Arya. So it's this similar to that. So that's why it's imputed as. These days, even in the United States and all over the world, there's many Tibetan centers, Tibetan Buddhist centers. So the Tibetan Buddha Dharma has gone everywhere, all over. So the Buddhism has spread. The spread of Buddhism has taken place because of, first and foremost, the Buddha, who gave these teachings, and also the Indian pandits who commented on the Buddhist teaching and the kindness of the Dalai Lama. And any of the pandits or scholars of India or Tibet, etc., this has created the spread of the Tibetan Buddha Dharma. All of these beings have created the possibility of the spread of the Tibetan Buddha Dharma. So when we first arrived in India from Tibet, they said that this was not Buddha Dharma, this was Lamaism. This was not Buddhism, it was Lamaism. Tibetan Buddhism. When they got to India, they said this isn't Buddhism, this is Lamaism. Then the Dalai Lama started to spread the Dharma and give teachings utilizing the works of the Nalanda pandits, or the pandits of Nalanda, to show that this Dharma was the same Dharma as the others. So the Dalai Lama utilized the works of the Nalanda pandits to show that this was the Tibetan Dharma was truly Buddha Dharma.
अन्य चुलो गंगा चुबचान हो रहा है यीशु दां हिंदू दां वह तो गंगा चुबचान हो रहा है
And then not only the Buddhists were able to unite, but also there has been a drive for the Yishupa Dang, Hindu, the Kache, all of the different religions, Christian and Hindu and Muslim, etc., to have a connection or become friends. Have become friends. And it's been very beneficial. Mm.
ਉਹ ਦੰਦੇ ਗੱਲੇ ਗੱਲੇ ਜਿਨਾ ਦੰਦੇ ਸਿੰਜਨ ਭੈਂ ਕਰੇ ਸੇ ਮਾ ਮੈਂ ਬਦਾਂ ਅਨ ਗੱਲੇ ਗੱਲੇ ਛੁਲੂ ਥੁਲ ਛੁਲੂ ਕੰਗ ਥੁੰਬ ਜੋਨਾ ਅਨ ਜ਼ਾਮਲੀ ਨਿਸ਼ੇ ਦੇ ਯੁੰਗ ਕਰੇ ਸ ਮਾ ਗੱਲੇ ਗੱਲੇ ਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਬਜ਼ੂ ਥੁ ਕਰੇ ਸ
ਮਾਰ ਬੈ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਸਲੋਲੀ ਇਫ ਦਿਸ ਕੈਨ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਰ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਵਰਲਡ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਪੀਸ ਹਮ ਬੀ ਬੈਨੀਫੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ
ਉਹ ਦਨੇ ਇਜ਼ਰ ਦਾ ਤਾ ਸ਼ੂਜੂ ਯੁ ਗਨੇ ਜੀ ਸ਼ੂਜੂ ਗਨੀ ਜੀ ਕੋ ਰਾਂ ਸਿਆ ਤੁਮਾਰ ਸ਼ੂਜੂ ਗਨੀ ਜੀ ਕੋ ਰਾਂ ਸਿਆ ਤੇ ਸ਼ੂਜੂ ਗਨੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਰਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਨਾ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਜੇ ਤੂ ਯੇ ਜੇ ਜੀ ਗਨੀ ਜੀ ਜੇ ਲਾ ਸਾ ਜੇ ਤੂ ਯੇ ਜੇ ਜੀ ਤਾ ਦਨੇ ਦਾਮਲੇ ਨੇ ਦਨੇ ਗਨੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਗੋਬਾ ਮੋ ਬੋ ਯੋਰੋ ਅਨੇ ਗਲੋਂ ਜੇ ਯੇ ਚੇ ਤਲਾ ਗਨੀ ਜੀ ਸਮੀ ਜੀ ਤਾ ਉਰ ਸੇ ਹਾਂ ਗਲੋਂ ਤਾ ਗਲੋਂ ਮਾ
ਦੇ ਪੋਜੈਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਸ਼ੂਜੂ ਗੰਦੂਨ
ਸ਼ੂਜੂ ਗਨੀ ਜੀ ਸ਼ੂਜੂ
So here it says, or the possessions of the Sangha of the Ten Directions that I have appropriated or taken. And here if we look at that just four ordained persons together comprise a nominal Sangha, we can see that there are a lot of opportunities or a lot of possessions that can be misappropriated or stolen.
What does the Shuju Gandhi get to Sulfijabit and Chaladin Mobuyoro to Sul Nam about the Pujajiba in the Dibar is?
So, if we don't have permission, because the Sangha abides in the Ten Directions, if we take any of their items, then this is a misdeed. So, if we steal or take any items from any of the Sangha, in the Ten Directions, then this becomes negativity if we have not been given permission. But if the monks or nuns say, give it to you, then it's fine. without permission, Rinpoche, nawa meba, without
permission. Gandhi ji kuchu bas, what the cigarette is, tell us the words.
It's
good,
here it says possessions of the Sangha in the Ten Directions I have appropriated, made others appropriated, or rejoiced in the appropriation of. So here, this is the three misdeeds again. Creating the misdeed ourself, instructing others to do so, or rejoicing in the misdeed having been done. These are three lines refer to that. So because we're together with monks and nuns, we have the ability, the danger exists to create these misdeeds, accumulate these misdeeds. So be careful.
Tether shape, conju songe, good hugging also toba, june, tudu, toba, genje, toba, la jesu, yeran shabby, diba guinjan, shaji, diba hinos, what to sook knowledge, shaji, diba, shayak, diba, the water, so this, what is
shaya, diba,
shaji, diba, sana, diba, low, diba, diba, the shaji, diba, diba in the shaji, diba, imchari, shaagi dibadle shaaji dibal ogre shaaji sat tabedan la guji siju ju shaaji
ah shaaji okay ji
kaya ta kaya ji shaaji bhaya ta shaagi go shaaji tabedan la guji na ju ju de ta dibal dibal na shaaji dibal in chaur ta shaaji lo ju tabedan la guji na ju re
so this is Rinpoche was just explaining to grammar in Tibetan language. There was a word I wasn't sure of, but it's just misdeeds.
Kaya ta chagi go che, kaya ta chagi go che, agi go he, yagi go ye, so language ki dodomu go yore, shaji si divas, what the language ki kecha re?
So it's just the grammatical, Tibetan grammar.
English il kaza, ai, erba, English jindu.
I-E-O-U, vowels. How you put vowels, grammar, vowels and consonants and so forth. This is the nature of this.
What is that? That's not the shaji, but what does it is when you said?
Confession.
That's not the shaji, but Tamenga dibare phama se bala suba what does dibare de de ta ni ba tame bi diba sha bi chu ton balas tamenga she ba ne tamenga ne je bala je su yero tame ba ngai le je ba na tame ba
ribe sama chi pa
tama je ba ngai ngai le je ba na je du je ba su du ngos sa ba de ro wa su su pa se ba ma se ba nga je
nga
kamche la go je je dal se juba ina no je je so yeron sundro
let's so
da lo san wo da wo tame nga dre tame nga rang gi sheba jen le je do ju je so yeron sundro jen do
okay so here the next states whichever among the five actions of immediate retribution I have done caused to be done or rejoiced in the doing of so again the three misdeeds or the three kinds of misdeeds are here. And the it says, whichever among the five actions or the five heinous deeds or five heinous crimes I have done. And the five are killing one's mother, killing one's father, killing an arhat, drawing blood from a Buddha, and dividing the Sangha. These are the five heinous crimes.
So, tame nasalagaris. Tame was kua garisana. Tame led Satana, Paseba, Maseba to the Dibat Satana, Shadam, Majina, Joashima, the Ne Nasun Chi Chandras, the Baru, the New Yomar.
So the reason they're called the five heinous actions, or the five, they're called a lot of, the reason they're heinous, or, and it says immediate retribution, Samenga. The reason for these words, anyway, heinous, or, is that if they are not acknowledged or confessed, then they will necessarily ripen into a hell realm rebirth into the next life. Jewa Shima Ngewa.
Tamenga Karasa Sabayina, Dibalajana
Majina,
Jewa Shima Nesulji Chandras. The Baru Dele, Dendu Basan Yomaris.
It causes that one will necessarily be born into the lower realms. It creates,
without a break.
It creates, immediate. So the reason for immediacy is that it immediately propels one to the lower realms. There is a Rinpoche said like a line between the higher realms. It stops.
It's
like there's a barrier to the higher realms. One will immediately be born into the lower realms if one creates any of these, engages in these five heinous crimes.
That's how many us, some men are the songs on your mother, Taman Dutte, the Kangal Yondo, some men are Hank Zaba, Jean Lassar de Chuba, Jesuit on Sonson Duas.
So when we look at the five heinous crimes, each of the five heinous crimes, we can use the reference of these three misdeeds to them. So having engaged in them ourselves, instructed others to do so, or rejoiced in them having been done. So it's not possible. So when we speak of killing a Buddha, it's impossible to kill a Buddha. You can't kill a Buddha. Buddha doesn't die. So if we think we're yielding a weapon to kill Buddha, then this becomes a negativity. Drawing blood from a Buddha is one of the five heinous crimes. Can't you kill a Buddha? Because the Buddha does not have death. The Buddha has conquered the Mara of death, has conquered death, the Lord of death, the Chida. They conquered the Lord of death, is a victorious over the Lord of death. Transcendent victor is what everyone uses for Jomden Day now, yeah. I found out. So he's a transcendent victor because he has been victorious over the Lord of death. So this is why he can't be killed. Oh, right, right. Thank you. Devadatta.
Lejin. Sanje Pinja Menro, Pinja Rebeje.
Buddha. Cousin, brother. Absolutely.
And then Sanje Leon, then Jetungo Mars.
Yeah, Devadatta was Buddha's cousin who stayed with Buddha but couldn't see the excellent qualities of him.
Sanje Karjin, Kuchun Shadatungo.
No matter what the Buddha did, he saw faults. He thought the Buddha is very bad. So maybe this is accumulation of one of the five heinous crimes. Accumulated one of the five heinous crimes. So there's a lot of doubt whether one can create a division these days in the Sangha or spiritual community. During the times of Buddha, this possibility existed or potential existed. So because it's not possible, maybe these days we can say dividing monks or nuns in a monastery, we could say has a similitude to the division of Sangha. Maybe it's similar to that, yeah. And a misdeed will arrive, come. One will accumulate a misdeed. So if one kills a foe destroyer, so there are, though it's possible to kill a foe destroyer, enemy
destroyer. Sansara.
Yure.
Sansara payaga girdirbe.
Yure.
Anne kut nyomu juntaris. Sansara payaga girdiyoris.
Lesa.
What do you address? Te le da nyomu shigris.
Lesa.
Shwa yoris. Rajuma sine se turis.
So when we look at a lesser vehicle foe destroyer with remainder, that lesser vehicle foe destroyer with remainder still has the cyclical aggregates, cyclical five aggregates. So he or she will still die, and because he or she dies or gets rid of the cyclical aggregates, then it is possible to kill him or her.
Wajid dajun ba se sunda shadam ajena tin jewa shamadul ne hul ji chan tham me ba des.
So if one kills an arhat, then one will immediately be born into the lower realms. Will block one's ability to be reborn into the higher realms. Immediately be born into the lower realms.
Das ma se bi thame ji le phama se bi thame le ba da pha se bi thame le. Pase zona pase bi samagle mase na mase bi samagle ro phamase bi na anya shada ma jin ji wa shama nge sul ji chandris.
So if one the other kinds of heinous crimes or crimes actions of immediate retribution are killing one's mother or killing one's father. So if one kills his or her parents, then this will cause an immediate rebirth into the lower realms.
Oje thame nga rang sa sheba inan da jin le shedu ju ba inan da jisu ra jin na te sha ji di ba res thame ge di ba nga sha ji di ba res sha ji di ba sha ji se ba sha ba da sha ha gi ge leng gu ji si ji jin la thame nga de kon de
de yang ji su ra na
thame nga su ji sa ba inan di ba res jin le thame nga shedu ju na di ba res jisu ra jin na di ba res wo te sombo de shaji dibaset shaji dibares sha guya ki dibatres ma sha na dungen yungres sha gu.
So these are the five heinous crimes or five deeds of immediate retribution that need to be acknowledged or need to be purified, and there are the three ways in which these misdeeds can be created. Engaging in one of the five heinous crimes ourselves, instructing others to do so, or rejoicing in the deed having been committed. So quickly, anyone who's taking notes, the five heinous crimes or the five deeds of immediate retributions are killing one's mother, killing one's father, killing a foe destroyer, drawing blood from a Buddha, or dividing the Sangha. And those are the five divisions of the five deeds of immediate retribution.
Tandil nga su nga sung lo ro tene tsame nga tsaba yina shi wo de nyo al do sung do nyo.
So in this text it says if one accumulates the five heinous crimes, he or she will be born in hell. Nyo wa, I said hell wa.
Nyo wa tanya da nyo wa tam ju jino.
Well, both for everybody.
Pembar ra shi bes, te da jo bes ra. Ta sung ba te ba ma ge wa ju du ma da du su ka na du ta.
Yo ma re, du su yo ma re.
Yo ma re.
Gang yin sen a huwa dan chuo dan lan
jia. Okay, dan di gu kale kale chi ma re.
The tanda huwa, so we're going to end class. Rinpoche said, do we have time to go into a new section? Maybe not. And then I said, we probably don't. We have 20 minutes. We're going to go through this slowly. So we'll do dedications first, and then we'll have a short question and answer session. I'm sorry. That's great. And also, do you have the quote from Shunju?
Yeah,
I know you worked on getting it.
yeah,
let's do it.
Okay.
Tibetan transliteration or English? Okay, so.
English is Tajindong, English.
Okay, so one time we will read the English and to where? Kabar ka, where's stop?
Chazong.
We're going to read the whole thing. The Bodhisattva's Confession of Moral Downfalls, and again, we'll read the title as well. And then after that, so I don't have to keep talking, we will just go right to the dedications and give a second for folks to get adjusted. The Bodhisattva's Confession of Moral Downfalls. All you 35 Buddhas and all the others, as many as there are Tathagatas, Arhats, perfectly completed Buddhas, as there are existing, sustaining, and residing in all the world systems of the 10 directions, all you Buddha Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. In this life and in all states of rebirth in which I have circled in cyclic samsara throughout beginningless lives, whatever negative actions I have created, made others create, or rejoiced in the creation of, whatever possessions of stupas, possessions of the Sangha of the 10 directions that I have appropriated, made others appropriate, or rejoiced in the creation of, whichever among the five actions of immediate retribution I have caused to be done, or rejoiced in the doing of, whichever paths of the 10 non-virtuous actions I have engaged in, caused others to engage in, or rejoiced in engaging in, whatever I have created, being obscured by these karmas, causes me and sentient beings to be born in the hell realms, in the animal realm, and in the preta realm, in irreligious communities, countries, variants, or as long life gods with imperfect faculties, holding wrong views, or not being pleased with the Buddha's descent. In the presence of the Buddhas and Bhagavans, who are transcendental wisdom, who are eyes, who are witnesses, who are valid, and who see with omniscient consciousness, I am admitting and confessing all these negativities. I will not conceal them nor hide them from now on in the future. I will abstain and refrain from committing them again. All Buddhas and Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. In this life and in all other states and rebirth in which I have circled in samsara throughout beginningless time, whatever roots of virtue I have created by generosity, even as little as giving just one mouthful of food to a being born in the animal realm, whatever roots of virtue I have created by following pure conduct, whatever roots of virtue I have created by fully ripening sentient beings' minds, whatever roots of virtue I have created by generating bodhicitta, and whatever roots of virtue I have created by my unsurpassed transcendental wisdom, all these assembled and gathered combined together, I fully dedicate to the unsurpassed and unexcelled, that higher than the high, the superior to the superior. Thus, I completely dedicate to the highest complete enlightenment. Just as the previous Bhagavans duly dedicated, just as the future Buddha Bhagavans will fully dedicate, and just as the presently abiding Buddha Bhagavans are fully dedicating, like that too I fully. I confess all negativities individually. I rejoice in all the merits. I urge and implore all the Buddhas to grant my requests. May I receive the highest, most sublime transcendental wisdom. To the conquerors, the best of humans, those who are living in the present time, and those who have lived in the past, and those who will likewise come, to all those who have qualities as vast as the infinite ocean, with hands folded, I go for refuge. So we've just purified many kalpas of non-virtue. Would we... Okay, I think I started this with a mistake. So do we want to read all the names of the 35 Buddhas? Because I started on the page we started on today. I don't know what folks' intentions were. The Ngatsu Dida Tamche Lasopa Tri Lapsa Yene the Sanje the Sanju Songag and the Tsen Lama Song.
That is a
Dixwe.
Yeah. Sanji Jeman. Chuchu then the Sanji Sanju Song at same with you.
Yure, yene ngatsu de nipa la san. Dida la soba jochu jitin ji kan tamche na dejin shi wada jomba yanda.
Dungi is a chin dun.
Dun sar.
Dun sar. Dun sar. Okay.
So we'll do the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer in Tibetan transliteration.
Ooh.
Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Gangiradaya Jambe Babu Jeda Jeva Dham Gondu Sambu Deya Dejinde Deda Kunji Jesu Dalu Je Kewa Deda Tanche Ratu Mu Duzum Shebe Jewa Tamche Owa Gala Chotu Mabade Dajen Gewe Tsawa De Gunja Sambo Chichira Tu Mwaji Ngari Ra Wengo Wishing Yandi Me question that I had, because I never ask questions, it was, how do you influence someone else's mind? But I figured it out. Like, how do you, you know, body, speech, and mind, if we encourage others to have negativity through their mind? I couldn't figure out. I figured it out, though. You give them the wrong teaching or the encourage their anger. Anger's great. So. Anybody have any questions?
Okay.
Yes.
Just two things. Do the Bodhisattva's confession of wrong thoughts and the castration, the 35 confession of Buddhas, do they necessarily have to be set together?
This was shot.
Right. Then Ngatsu Kandu and Rinpoche Kongi Triwa, the Kumbo Sum, Tamche Kandu and Chego. Pumbo ni dig some, pumbo chi, pumbo some nyamdu gue.
Nyamdu dene abres.
Yeah, if we can do it together, it's the best way. Together.
Chazan do matu ne beje o shaju sonju sonju sonala sha se wa de bomu dena. Hen shu duos.
So because of what we stated before of the venerable names of the Buddhas, this is why it is good to do that as well. The question was, is it necessary to do all three heaps when we do the prayer, all three sections of this text? And the best is, is to have all three sections.
The other part of my question is, not really good, but for the three types of misdeeds, Less. Are those in order of potency, or are they just, are they all?
Mi gewa sun dan gewa sum chipa depo. Depo chipa gang de to chipa ngatsu me gewa tsa ngatsu me jenda la gewa me gewa tsa the jesu yeran wa the power chipa rebe to chipa rebe
dabu yijere
lay lay ge to chipa rebe
dabu yijere ina kulung che ba yijere kulung shu thabo shu thabo ina de ba shu thabo yijere kulung me re ina de ba me de kulung ra re
ina lay depo
Devil ta
lay drop do
kono shu drop gel devasa ba ina ko devil do nge drop yu she che bu yu ren di me ren da bun yin jire
so really they're all very similar these three kinds of virtues and three kinds of non virtues really what makes it potent is your motivation relative to each one so they all have the similar same potential relative to their virtue or non virtue But it's our motivation relative to those actions that makes it potent, more or less potent. Okay? Makes sense? No, thank you.
Good. Sasha. Killing
a sentient being and killing a bodhisattva is
different levels, is that right? Like, one's not considered an enemy's crime? Just real quick to clarify, bodhisattvas are, some of them are sentient beings.
Okay.
I just want to make sure it's clear for Rinpoche.
Well, how can a person recognize that they are killing a bodhisattva versus just a normal human being?
Ngatsu ngushe me, dene ngatsu kon shanchu senba yimba mayimba hako gamare, dene ngatsu shanchu senba de sena, kon papi shanchu senba sena, me gewa chembo yongu du, de deepa. Dungya chamba yongre, dene yene ngatsu susujuwa mayimba hako kumare, dene kandre, gariche.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah, Rinpoche said we have to be careful.
Jibu tamba kana yu mishibe, nendala zaba shahus. Ani shanchu samba tanda juba kaba kaba yu, Nendala Zaba Shavos, Woodl Maji Paya, Tul Sag to Skasha Yabagina, Saza Majin Tundu in the combat secret, Tendaboris, Shanju Samba to Swanji to Kabaka Gutsuya Yomaris, and then got to Lunga Shiva Saza Majin, the Pasagris.
Then it did Sa, Hula, Mayre,
Ul Mayana, and Tul Tilaka and the Mayor Bamatuna, combat and Dun Sigro, Tendaboris. Dene nga tsu tena lu le shang ju san ba yue na men ngu chu ma re se tsu le ta de do ja ga sho lo ba yin na shang ju san ba ke ba yin de ba sa
so if there's a fire underground under the foundation we don't see and we build a house then it will have the ability to burn it away likewise we don't know so if we don't see this fire and we build the house it will quickly burn likewise if we don't know someone is there's no way of telling if somebody is a bodhisattva, so we have to be careful. So Sunche, we have to be careful because there's no way of telling what would ordinarily appear, as in the example of there's dust and so forth. We don't see a fire that can burn the house. The example that was a little rough, example-wise, translation-wise, but the meaning is there. I promise. Yes, does that answer your question completely? One more, because it's 2 minutes to 12.
It says, all you Buddha Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. You said all that refers to 35 Buddhists? Or
here, where it says all, hold on, let me get the text. I have a lot of stuff going on over here. Where it says, I was there in the first place, all those, all refers to 35 Buddhists. Because the Tibetan doesn't go in this order at all. It's different, but all refers to the 35 Buddhas. And then the first line, if you turn the Tibetan around, it says, and others.
Okay.
At the end of the Tibetan, it says all those.
Okay.
And at the beginning, it says, and others. So the way you translate Tibetan sometimes is you do the first line backwards at the bottom, and then you go back to the top. So that's what they've done when they've translated this. But it makes a difficult when you're doing an oral translation because folks don't have it in the same order as Rinpoche is teaching it. So all refers to the 35 Buddhas, and others refers to all of the other Buddhas. And the 10 directions, residing in the 10 directions, all you Buddhas and Bhagavans. So others refers to other Buddhas than the 35 Buddhas. The Gangan Synod, it's going to be hard to explain to Rinpoche what we're trying to get at here. But the Didala Sopa, Jogchui, Hongi Triwa.